Best Seat in the House, A Motor Racing Life, written by Neil Crompton and Aaron Noonan, and read by James Saunders. It was love at first sight and sound, a life-changing epiphany. The prelude was a bone-jarring 10-hour ride from Ballarat in Western Victoria in the back seat of a family friend's Holden Turana XU1. For added fun, the interstate journey was followed by a sleepless night camping under the stars surrounded by drunken goons, too many of them armed with firecrackers, and all seemingly with access to an endless supply of grog. Welcome to the top of the mountain at Bathurst, 1977 style. And then, the following morning, it happened. Winding up the hill on a trailing throttle, it sounded like a car repeatedly speaking Aussie. Mate, 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 mate. On a wide open throttle, the exhaust note declared war on your eardrums. The Mazda RX-3 was heard long before it was seen, and then it appeared, dancing, bouncing, sliding over the crest of the hill at Reed Park, slipping past the metal grate and vanishing into the distance in a blaze of raspy glory. I thought I was witnessing a NASA rocket launch. The car was so fast that it took my breath away. After years of pre-dawn, pre-race television tweaking of the brightness, the contrast, and eventually, in 1975, the colour settings, actually seeing and hearing a racing car in the flesh as it tackled the magical winding ribbon of road at Bathurst was a moment of pure joy. I was 17 years old, and I was hooked. Compared to the faster V8 Ford Falcons and Holden Turanas that appeared seconds later, the little Japanese rotary-powered coupe was hardly the rocket I conjured in my mind at first blush, but I thought it was brilliant nonetheless, and the image remains vivid in my memory today. Throughout practice and qualifying, I was awestruck by the passing parade of superstars and their cars at this holy place. And it all led to the great race on Sunday. In those days, self-preservation meant adopting neutral colours. Although I was a devoted Peter Brock fan, it became obvious very quickly that not wearing a Holden or Ford T-shirt meant you could enjoy a form of peace and dodge the abuse handed out to those who dared to support either brand. My Suzuki motocross T-shirt was the perfect attire, except after day three. The naive teenager's guide to Mount Panorama survival in 1977 began with finding a good location from which to watch the race. My chosen position was in the fork of a tree next to the shell tower at Skyline. My bladder was full and my stomach empty. I did not move all day, staring and studying every piece of racing information I could capture. Braking, lines, turn-in points, downshifts, all with a totally uninterrupted view. Here they all were, the legends, my heroes and their iconic cars, all day long.